WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, everybody. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic on a mission to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. And let's be real. Life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? Filled with twists, turns, and unexpected drops that leave us scrambling for the barf bag. But what if I told you there was a way to not just survive those drops, but actually thrive amidst the chaos? What if I said there's a secret weapon to help you bounce back stronger from whatever life throws your way? That secret weapon, my friends, is resilience. And today, we're diving headfirst into how to build it like a brick house fortress, ready to withstand any storm that comes knocking. Now, before we get started, let me ask you this. Ever felt like the rug was pulled out from under you? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going your way, and then bam. Life throws you a curveball that knocks you off your game. It happens to all of us, whether it's a job loss, a broken relationship, or just plain old bad luck. But the key difference between those who crumble and those who come back stronger lies in their resilience. So, how do we cultivate the superpower? Here are five things I want you to remember. First, embrace change as an inevitable part of life. Think about it, everything is constantly evolving, right? The seasons change, technology advances, even your favorite coffee shop menu gets updated every now and then. Change is the only constant, so fighting against it is like trying to hold back a tidal wave. Instead, learn to adapt and flow with it. Second, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens in life, trust me, I wish I could. But you can control your reactions, your thoughts, and your actions. When things get tough, shift your energy towards the things you can influence. Focus on solving problems, making positive choices, and taking action towards your goals. Third, cultivate a growth mindset. This means believing that you can learn and grow from any experience, even the challenging ones. View setbacks as opportunities for learning and improvement. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Or how can I use this to become stronger? Remember, our brains are like muscles, they get stronger when we challenge them. Fourth, practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body regularly, and spend time doing things that bring you joy. When you take care of yourself, you're better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. Finally, remember that you're not alone. We all go through tough times, but reaching out for support can make a world of difference. Talk to friends, family, a therapist, or anyone you trust. Sharing your burdens and connecting with others can help you feel less isolated and more resilient. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working towards a promotion at your job. You put in the extra hours, learn new skills, and really go above and beyond. But then, just when you think you have it in the bag, someone else gets the promotion instead. Talk about a gut punch. You might feel disappointed, frustrated, even angry. Those are normal feelings. Don't beat yourself up for having them. But here's where resilience comes in. Instead of wallowing in self-pity or blaming others, take a step back and ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Maybe there are some areas you need to improve on, new skills you could develop, or even alternative paths you could explore. Use this experience as fuel for growth. Reframe the situation as an opportunity to learn and come back even stronger next time. Remember, it's not about avoiding setbacks, it's about how you respond to them that defines your resilience. So, there you have it, five key takeaways to help you build unshakable resilience. Embrace change, focus on what you can control, cultivate a growth mindset, practice self-care, and remember that you're not alone in this journey. Remember, life is going to throw curveballs, it's inevitable. But by mastering the art of resilience, you can not only survive those throws, but hit them out of the park. Now go out there and build your inner fortress, my friends. I know you got this. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of resilience inspiration. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep building that stoic strength.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.